Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like so far down south of Birmingham and so far up north of Huntsville and all the way from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi thrown in, just for good measure. That's how big we are. And glad to be a part of it every single day. By the way, I just had a text here from Jeff from Green Hill. He says, I heard that ZZ Top song you like to sing the other day, and all I could hear was you singing how, how. I don't know if he says he's heard it in his mind or if he actually heard me. I do that. When that bump is on, I find myself going, how. It's just...
It's pretty catchy.
It's just, how can you go wrong with ZZ Top? TL from Huntsville said, Scott Harris is a wannabe Fauci mini-me. He has to go, and the process has to change to be more transparent, responsive to the people. TL, you are on the money, brother. On the money. Daniel from Tullahoma says, Second Amendment doesn't say anything about Glock switches. I agree. Marcus from Huntsville says, In my opinion, they wrote that legislation so generic so they could add other weapons under it later when they decide other weapons need to be outlawed. He's talking about the NFA, I guess. I don't know. Brian from Decatur, one question I'd like for you to ask your guest tomorrow. How can you be Jewish, still side with the Democrat Party? Well, I'm not going to ask him that. I'm not going to say, hey, by the way, you had a bomb threat in your synagogue, and hey, how come you're a Democrat? I mean, I'm not going to do that. If we get a chance to talk with him, I just want to get his thoughts on the anti-Semitism piece. And then Ken from Rimlap, the caller a while ago about Hanukkah was Ken from Rimlap. Ken from Rimlap, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Okay, number two, triple dipper, soft tyranny. What is that? Well, let's take a look at some things that are happening, first of all. And I think it's important that we first clarify the fact that so often when the left is talking and labeling things that they're concerned about, more often than not, they're doing it themselves. Am I wrong or am I right? How about this? Fox News has a story that came out just a couple weeks ago, and it's just talking about the media having their meltdown over the possibility of a Trump re-election. Oh, God, the end of the world. Don't let it happen. There's been a spree of alarmist coverage. Story here on Fox News, December 5th. Been a spree of alarmist coverage from major media outlets about a possible second Donald Trump presidency in recent days, with stark warnings about the potential end of American democracy and even a, quote, dictatorship in the works. Yeah. I mean, it goes on to say the 2024 Republican frontrunner is matching strongly with President Biden in all the surveys, all the polls. He's effectively tied in some places and leading in others. And it says, and worried news outlets are not waiting for the calendar to flip to panic about what it could mean. Panic. Just go do your job and report. So this show, we make no bones about it. We are an editorializing show. We are a conservative, opinion-based show. I like to say we're solid conservative and just plain right. And that's just the way we feel. But you know what? We make no bones about it. When you call into this show, when you listen to the show, you're getting a conservative viewpoint. The news media is not supposed to be viewpoint-based. They have a whole section called the opinion section. If they're going to run the opinion sections, then just run them and report the news. They can't do that, though. They've gotten so awful. The Atlantic Magazine launched a special edition recently of the magazine on Monday. This is a few weeks ago. Called If Trump Wins. On a bright red cover, the magazine listed 24 pieces. They had a special edition with 24 separate articles on the dangers of Trump winning. Can you imagine? Anyway, special edition that warned of things like the grave and extreme consequences if former President Trump were to win at 24. Everything from, you know, journalism will flounder, history will be suppressed, China will rise, Trump will get away with accused criminal acts, judiciary be riddled with MAGA loyalists.
That's such a great propaganda machine to try and sway people that are on the fence.
That's exactly what their hope is. Danger.
Has nothing Danger, to Will do Robinson. With reporting news.
Don't go down that path. Anyway, the New York Times published a lengthy piece about Trump's extra legal aims in office. In other words, things he would try to do outside the law. Things like deploying the Department of Justice to investigate his political adversaries. I'm sorry. I thought that was happening now. We'll get back to that one in a minute.
Are you sure that article wasn't about...
Brother, I'm reading it to you verbatim. How about this? The Washington Post, deeply fearful of another Trump term, said, quote, "Let's stop the wishful thinking and face the stark reality. There's a clear path to dictatorship in the United States, and it's getting shorter every day." Dictatorship. So I went and did a little research. It's a thick one. I won't be using all of it. What is a dictatorship? I'm holding this up to the camera so you can see it actually is called What is a Dictatorship? This lesson, this guided study in what is a dictatorship, starts off by saying a dictatorship is a form of government where absolute power is held by a single person or a small group of people. In a dictatorship, the person or the people in power are not held to account by any form of constitution or other constraints on what they can and can't do. Huh. We'll get back to that in a minute, too. Dictators usually come to power by using force, intimidation, and bribery, or by stealing elections. They hold on to this power in a similar way, intimidating their citizens and suppressing their freedoms to ensure that no one can challenge them. Huh. Where have I heard this before? They might also use tools like propaganda and other forms of mass brainwashing to maintain public support. You mean like, oh, I don't know, tying in with social media to make sure the narrative is what it's supposed to be according to what they say it's supposed to be? Yeah, in a dictatorship, it says whatever they say goes regardless of what the citizens think. All right, what about soft tyranny? What exactly is soft tyranny, Phil? Well, soft tyranny is not one where perhaps there was a coup per se that overthrew your government. Soft tyranny is not one where you're looking at things like, you know, government-sponsored attacks on citizens in the streets. But what about when government turns a blind eye to the attacks? What about when government goes, well, we're just trying to look out for you, so we know you don't understand, so we're going to make sure that we put new regulations on it that make it more difficult for you to have a ceiling fan, a dishwasher, or a refrigerator, a gas stove, a gas grill, a gas-powered automobile, and, well, it's good for you, and we're benevolent, and you love us, therefore you must comply. Okay. What about when government says, we don't care about the cost? Our agenda is what matters, and you will get on board. And they begin to restructure an entire industry. Not a little bit. Like restructuring an entire industry through forced government regulations and underwriting subsidies to prop things up that can't sustain themselves in a free market. What about when government does stuff like declares what the existential threats actually are, even though you know they're not threatening you? And now all of a sudden you're being investigated because you don't go along with the narrative of what the existential threat is. Does it begin to sound like something we're seeing right now? I would call this soft tyranny. I would call this tyranny that comes from decision makers who have lost sight of why they're there. They think they have a mandate, but what they really got was an election, and then they chose to make it a mandate. And they're going down roads that no one ever really fully expected, to the extent that their polling numbers now suck. Like Biden just hit, you know, I'm talking about President Biden. Biden just hit the lowest polling numbers of his entire presidency. I didn't know he could go any lower. I think he's in the 20s. But here's an example of things that happened. I brought this up briefly the other day, but I had to bring it up with a little more detail today. How about this? Headline, Fox News. Dateline, Friday. White House takes action to, you ready? Force government workers to travel via electric vehicle and public transportation. So the White House issued new guidance that says requiring federal government employees to prioritize using electric vehicles, trains, and public transport options when conducting official business. Great. The actions, which the White House said fulfilled President Biden's promise to lead by example on tackling climate change, seeks to take advantage of the federal government's annual business travel purchasing power. First of all, the president is not leading by example, because I'm pretty sure that his motorcade is not going to be filled up with electric vehicles. I feel certain that the beast does not there's not enough batteries in the world to power the beast, the limousine that the president travels in.
Is that the one that he got in a car accident
in? No, that was somebody else in the motorcade, but yeah, that was interesting. I feel certain that Air Force One is not going to wind up being, I don't know, climate friendly. But it says he's leading by example. What he's really doing is leading by authority. Hey, you're going to do it this way. But sir, that's more expensive. Don't you understand? Here's the quote from the White House. These operational changes will accelerate clean transportation transformation, increase good-paying union jobs. It says that right there. Increase
really?
Good-paying union jobs and create healthier communities. So let me get this straight. Soft tyranny is when you selectively decide which people you want to help and leave the other ones behind. Like, oh, I don't know. This sector is something very important to the unions. So therefore, we will pass a new regulation and say, in part, we are openly saying we're trying to help the unions. But here's the other thing. You and I are taxpayers. Would you imagine, my butters, would you imagine that it is cheaper and you know, more efficient for the government to rent electric vehicles every time? And the long pregnant pause ensues as you weigh the options.
I'm just like the whole like DTS, the Department of Defense travel system, like all these things rolling through my head. I feel for you guys, particularly around the Huntsville area that are all
Any of you green suitors and defense contractors and government employees out there who have ever had to mess with DTS, my God.
But now that you're, I'm sorry.
Let me go back to this article I hold in my hand from Forbes.
Yes. How much cheaper is it?
It's not at all. If you, you know the deal. Like if you've returned your car, you got to return it with a gas gauge. But all right, what if you've got to return it and catch your flight and there was no charger anywhere around you? So what we're hearing right now is that this story came out earlier this year. Hertz and Avis and Budget are actually renting Teslas and other EVs, but charging them back up is a mess, and it is not cheaper. In fact, it is more expensive. And if the government's going to mandate that we have to get electric vehicles, then you're going to have people that are going to have to worry about where do I get them charged. And when I travel out to places like, pick one, the National Training Center, which is out in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, is there going to be a charger anywhere around me? Probably not. And then you got to drive the 2 hours back to the rental site, at which point, how do you charge it? How do you return it to them charged? Well, you burned a charge to get there. And now you do what? Go somewhere and sit 45 minutes while the thing charges up before you can turn it back in.
Whatever happened to be responsible, get what you need to accomplish the mission that you're going forth to do?
This is soft tyranny, brother. So, and I got more. That's just one example. Soft tyranny is when you reconfigure society, whether they want it or not, because you tell them they want it. That's soft tyranny, and it's happening right now.
We're going to talk about how to fight back. Are we going to talk about that after the break?
Maybe. Let's take a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're talking about soft tyranny right now. I say soft tyranny because they may not have jackbooted thugs with guns and, you know, big sticks and water cannons coming down at you. But Lord, right now what we're seeing is a government that is on its own mission right now. Katie bar the door, regardless of what you think. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, you hear the ads playing during the break, right? When you hear those ads playing, just know this, that is a big part of what keeps Right Side Radio on the air. So we're a standalone business. We're not owned by the stations you might be listening to us on. And if you are hearing those ads playing, just know that that's a part of how we, you know, maintain. And if you would stop and think about this, if you're a business owner listening to this show and you're a Right Side Ruffian, well, we got over 30,000 Right Side Ruffians listening to the show every week. Maybe there's a bunch of folks out there that would align with you to buy your goods and services. You might want to advertise on the show. So, yeah, if you want to think about it, go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, and send us a message. Just send us a message on the advertising and contact tab, and we will get back to you right away. We'd love to have you on the team, rightsideradio.org. We would love to get you as an advertiser. Just give us a message. I got a caller on the line. I got a few minutes left. So, Jeff from Indiana, how you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, Phil. Coming back from Indianapolis.
Well, all right. So, you're not down here in Alabama today? You're up there?
I'm heading back home. I had a doctor's appointment today up there. I'm passing the little town of Bedford, Indiana, and a little tidbit of that is they supplied all the sawed limestone for the Empire State Building.
Wow, little known fact. All right. What's on your mind today as you drive back from your appointment?
Let's see here. Now, soft murder, is that where somebody puts a pillow over your face and kills you, opposed to blowing your head off of the hard murder? I guess either way, the victim is still just as dead. That's like, there is no soft tyranny or hard tyranny. There's only tyranny. You don't need a predicate for it, Phil. Come on.
So you're saying we're either oppressed or we're not, period. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what do you go to the degree? Now, it's like a scale to 1 to 10. The Second Amendment gives us the right to fight against tyranny, but we're only at a 1 right now. You know, it's like the doctor's chart, you know, you got a little smiley face, and then it keeps going up, and you know, they're frowning, and more frowning, and finally crying, you know. At what point do you impose your Second Amendment rights to take out a tyrannical government?
Here's the thing. Here's why I call it soft tyranny versus hard tyranny, because I think right now, if it were hard tyranny, if it were what you and I think of like a Mussolini or a Hitler, you know, if it was something like that, I think we'd all notice. I mean, but right now, I really believe there are a whole lot of people asleep to the fact that their rights are being abdicated and infringed upon, and that their, you know, constitutional government is acting unconstitutionally, and that they are basically being oppressed. But it's all because it's done in a comfortable way, and it's lulled them into a sense of complacency. When I say soft tyranny, I'm not talking about you're not really oppressed. I'm just saying they did it in a sneaky way so that maybe you didn't realize you were actually being oppressed. That's what's happening.
Do you think Mussolini and Hitler started out, you know, kind of slow and just a little tyrannical, and then kind of got more and more and more, and then when they finally decided to kill all the Jews, you know, that might be a little more and more and more? I mean, you gotta remember we're in a fishbowl, man. And somebody's turned the fire on, and we're the frog in the fishbowl.
That's exactly right. So, we're the frog in the pot. You're talking about the frog in the pot being boiled. I think that's exactly what's happening. You're helping me actually conclude my dipper before I'm even ready to conclude it. But that's where I'm headed right now. Is that people have got to wake up and realize that just because it looked official and he smiled when he said it did not mean it wasn't tyranny. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And
as far as your Second Amendment rights, it's like you say, a howitzer in the backyard. I want you to bring some Right Side rockets along with you, too. Because, you know, the rockets red glare. They had rockets back then in the 1700s, you know, so what the heck?
I am for that. And you know, I don't know how the National Firearms Act did what it did, but anyway, I look at it as just an infringement of a different name. Hey, brother, the music's playing. We got to go. Be safe on the road. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
See you, man. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up, hour number 3. We will be right back. Hey, all you right side rebels. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this beautiful Monday. And I think the temperatures are going to stay pretty mild. I mean, well, it was in the 50s. This is December, right? I just feel like at some point we're supposed to have like, you know, the weather outside is frightful. How about this fire? I can't even turn the fireplace on. Why? Why would I?
Well, turn
myself out of the house.
So turn the AC down.
There's that.
And then turn the fireplace on.
So yes, a little factoid there. When Charlene and I were newlyweds in Mobile many moons ago, we had a little fireplace in our first apartment. And we were determined to be able to have a fire on Christmas. And so we had to turn the air conditioning on, open the windows, and crank up a fire. But we had a fire in the fireplace, by golly.
Yeah. I don't think I can afford to do that with prices these days.
Yeah, no doubt. We didn't actually, you know, we actually couldn't store firewood because it was an apartment building, which is kind of interesting because it was a wood-burning fireplace. So I found out the gas station sold little bundles of logs. I would go down there every once in a while and buy one. And then just, you know.
Nice.
Ah, the reminiscing. The newlywed days. I'm going to get back to some of your text messages here in a moment. Let me just do this. I'm in this section that I'm calling Soft Tyranny. And by the way, the story came out on Fox News just about 3 hours ago. Biden's approval ratings are at an all-time low in a brand new Monmouth University poll. This is a big national poll. Especially he's in the 20s on immigration and inflation, and rightfully so. But you look at that and you think, okay, what all right, do we have a responsive government? It depends on who you are. If you're a union boss, they're very responsive right now. If you're a transgender influencer, they love you. If you're a conservative Christian, oh my gosh. All you cis white males out there, just so you know, you're marked. Remember COVID vaccines? The vaccine mandates, remember that? I'll never forget President Biden. I said it the other day in another segment, standing there at the podium explaining why he was going to mandate not just those that he had authority over, like the military, but all of society was going to get a shot, whether they wanted to or not, because he was president, and that's all there is to it. It's not a matter of, we've made this available, we encourage you to, no. You were the problem. So you had the insults and you had the aspersions being cast upon your character. You're the reason for the pandemic. Well, all right, if that's the case, then you got to also look at it and go, well, then how are you going to pursue this? And he flat out said, standing there at the podium, my advisors have advised me that this is not constitutional, but I'm going to do it anyway. Didn't I just read a minute ago that one of the definitions of dictatorship is acting outside of constitutional means?
Yikes.
Yeah. How about this? What about the intimidation of faith-based systems? You remember this story. This came out on Daily Wire December 4th. FBI actually interviewed a priest and a choir director amid its probe into traditional Catholics. There was a recent memo that was found in one FBI field office, which, by the way, a report last week came out and said that it appears that memo had far-reaching tentacles in other field offices that have not been previously disclosed. It was not just isolated to one location. The Daily Wire reports federal agents interviewed a priest and a choir director as part of an investigation into so-called radical traditional Catholics. You know, those scary people that pray when they go over to the abortion center. Radical traditional Catholics as potential domestic terrorists. The House Judiciary Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Federal Government launched an investigation into the FBI based upon whistleblower testimony. Says the FBI's Richmond memorandum is a startling reminder that America's civil liberties and core constitutional rights must be vigorously guarded. So they actually went and they refused to disclose the contents of the interviews. But what we know is they went and they wanted to interview the choir director and a priest at a local parish because they wanted to know more about these traditional Catholics that they thought were probably, you know, rooted in some form of domestic, you know, terrorism. Folks, all that is somebody who probably has conservative values, like, I don't know, pro-life. How dare they? Or, I don't know, a constitutional form of government. Oh, really? Or how about freedom of speech? What? Yes. Well, anyway, what we're looking at right now is a presidential administration, and I pulled this off the Daily Signal, that has had one failure after another. Why? Because they are willing to operate outside the bounds of their authority and or turn a blind eye to the things that are hurting you. So at some point you have to look at it and go, you've got a southern border that is out of control and you don't care that it's hurting your people. What is that? Well, and I hesitate to put all this together. I don't want to try and you know what? I'm not going to do it. When you see tyrannical governments that lash out at people and hurt them and send their thugs to do things to them, how different is it when you have a government that goes, well, we're just not going to get involved as millions stream across the border, flood the systems, and cause people to lose their lives? And I mean, is turning a blind eye any better than taking overt action to harm? Soft tyranny. Don't mistake this for anything other than what it is. This is a soft form of tyranny that is designed to put people second and the government first. Immigration chaos, ballooning debt. How about this? Spending your money in places you never thought it could be spent to the point that they're spending you into oblivion. Or how about this? Inflation. Let them eat cake. Well, it's your policies that are driving up the cost of bacon. I can't feed my family. I'm trying to send my kids lunch, and I'm having to cut back on it. And then I look at shrinkflation, and people are charging me the same price for what I used to always buy, but there's less in the bag. And then I look at it, and I think, okay, interest rates. I can't buy a house now because the rates are sitting at 7 and 8%. Or how about this? Those that do real estate for a living are losing their living because you can't find people who can buy the houses. And then you look at it and go, well, cost of living is soaring, but the supply chain is also jacked up, so we can't get the new goods into the stores. And then you've got the United Auto Workers that goes ahead and goes on strike asking for basically four-day work weeks and any number of new perks. And what does that do? Shuts down the automotive industry, which is already being crushed by an EV mandate. When I lay all this out there for you, you have to look at it and go, dang, we've got a government that is doing whatever it wants to do right now. And the people are actually sitting back too often believing it's a normal function of government. It is not normal. It is not. $30 trillion of debt is not normal. It's not. It's not the way you and I run our households. People like you and I, we have alleged budgets we have to go, you know, operate under. Bankruptcy is where we would be if we were acting like the government. But I've got people breaking into my friend's house next door, but I'm not going to say anything because they're going to squat in it and just take it over. What kind of neighbor are you? And yet we've got a government that says the same thing about our southern border. Well, we're not going to do anything right now. We think it's secure enough. Really? Have you seen the video of the thousands by day streaming over? Anyway, all this to say, Jeff from Indiana encapsulated my point well. You're like a frog in a pot if you're thinking for a second that what you're seeing are normal functions of government. You're not. You are literally watching as a government exercises what I'm coining the phrase of as soft tyranny. They do things or choose not to do things in such a way that you are second class compared to them. And that's got to stop. And how do you do that? Well, I'll tell you the first thing we got to do. Get our election laws in place and we elect somebody else this coming fall and we get this changed. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back and I'm going to jump into the last dipper of the day. I'll get a few text messages and make sure I'm staying up to date on those. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.